Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back, and we have Lowell Ponte, our amazing geopolitical analyst and scientist that's written for so many special think tanks, etc., Reader's Digest, and been a co-host and writer of articles and books with Craig Smith on Fox News Business, who's a billionaire. The latest book, by the way, let's get that title and talk about how to obtain it free for Christmas. Which is an amazing deal. I mean, you want to put this under the Christmas tree because it's going to make you wiser and wealthier by next Christmas. What's the name of the book and how do they obtain it?
The book is called Money, Morality, and the Machine, seventh book Craig Smith and I have done together. Craig, you see every week with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business. He is a monetary expert. And so we try to explain the intricacies of politics and economics in these books. To get it free, particularly if you want an e-book version, maybe they can accommodate a paperback, but certainly an e-book version. But just call us toll-free, and we'll pay for the delivery and everything. It will not cost you a penny. 800-630-1492. That's 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Now, I want to make an important statement about your book, because what you're doing is you're coming against the storm of a famine of wisdom. And by reading these books, what you do is you start to become wise, because their civilization is not dying for lack of food, water, or electricity, or even fuel. It's dying for lack of wisdom. It's not a matter of information, because we've got the sewer net, we've got cell phones, we've got laptops, we've got higher and higher power, we've got every kind of social media you can imagine. You can lay there and talk to your Alexa and it'll talk back to you. It doesn't matter, it's wise. In fact, what people don't understand, even the good media like Fox News, they don't cross the red lines. Once in a while I'll see some Tucker Carlson come up and maybe cross it with one toenail, but he won't cross the lines. We do. We tell the whole truth, we raise questions, and the most important thing is not that we think we have the answers, but based on logic and evidence, we raised the best question.
Line in the last 24 hours or so, talking to a German news service, he criticized Donald Trump quite roundly.
You're talking about Tucker Carlson, right?
Tucker Carlson, yeah.
Yeah, what did he say specifically? Because it's on Drudge right now.
Well, he was thinking Trump is not nearly as dedicated to certain causes as he would appear to be.
At least he not kept his promises.
Yeah.
I can diagnose what it is, though. It's like a senior medical student or resident that goes to the wrong hospital and he's training under doctors to get his residency training and specialty. And the doctors he's training under are trying to train him to make sure he stays within lines and the little boundaries. It's like going bowling with your daughter, like when our daughter years ago, before she needed to have her bumper things and those little things to block when you go bowling so your ball doesn't go down the side rail. And the residents are being, what we call, banged on the head to make sure they don't step out of the lines by doing things that may make the patient more likely to survive, but are going to be bad for business, or they're going to tick off their colleagues. And the same thing with Trump. He's got bad advisors. Look at Kelly. Kelly's gone. I call him the Kelly filter. And one of the people around Trump are morons that are hits globalists in plain form, satanic Luciferians. They're connected to George Bush Sr., who recently died. And the man is not going to heaven like he thought he was. He's burning in hell right now with his wife. These are very evil bastards. And what people need to understand here, what's going on, is these globalists are on the left and right. The Rhino Republicans, there's a lot of them still, not only in the White House, but in the Senate and the Congress. They're plotting, along with the evil Democrats, to actually take down Trump or neutralize him, aren't they?
Well, the problem is Trump is not one of them. Yes,
he's not one of them, but the problem is
he may have many negatives, but that's not one of them.
No, well, the problem right now is he's been basically so confused and occupied by the Mueller gate and the media and everything. He's distracted from his original promises, and he's not accomplishing them. There's a lot of things he could do right now. For example, for the caravans, he should stop putting troops on the border without guns and send them into Mexico and Central America. He should set up a Bracero 2 program and vet people. If they're vetted, they can go to work with a tracker anklet on the damn ankle. If they try to take it off, we arrest them. He should send the rest of those buggers back to the prisons in their home country. He should threaten to pull back any financial resources to these Central American countries if they don't take their people back to prison. During the years of Barack Obama, 82,000 of these criminals were re-released on the streets, and they were actually convicted felons of major crimes like rape or assault or whatever, or theft, and yet they're re-released on American streets. And that's what Barack Obama did. He didn't fix the problem. So what Trump needs to do, he needs to be more Trumpian. He needs to actually get back to his original promises, when I think that Tucker Carlson's right on.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Do forgive me. I have a terrible cold as we talk.
We can make it go away with our nutraceuticals like NutriSilver and NutriDefense. It'll knock it out. The NutriDyne will knock it out in hours, not days.
That's good.
good to know. So where do you see going on? Because I see Tucker says straight misinformation concerning his views on President Trump. I don't think he's capable, he said during an interview on Tuesday. Urs Geringer, an editor of the Weltwoche, Switzerland's leading German language opinion weekly, Carlson's new book, Ship of Fools, is silent on Trump, but comments on his critics. And so, Geringer jump-started the conversation by asking what Carlson thought of Trump's first 2 years in office. Carlson said he cannot stand Trump's self-aggrandization and boasting. Then when asked whether Trump has kept his promises, usually quick-witted and long-winded, Carlson had just one word, no. I don't think he has either. He could solve, for example, the building the wall by declaring a state of national emergency and having the Pentagon build a wall with the Army Corps engineers. So he jumps over, the crazy, and Pelosi said it's unethical to build a wall. I mean, how crazy is this woman? It's unethical to build a wall to have a national border? You're kidding. And it's not just a border. We have hundreds of thousands of people overstay their visas. They don't cross a wall. They fly in here or come in a boat. Or they go to
it could really only be unethical if she wants there to be no border at all.
She doesn't want a border.
If she
doesn't want
a border, then a wall is a perfectly logical thing to do, and I'll bet that her house has a fence around it.
I guarantee you that it's just like the Pope when he wants to support the idea of no borders, because the Vatican and the Catholic Church and many of the uber-leftists are working together to support these caravans and are coming up with food trucks tracing them. And I've actually got reports on this, that they drive them hundreds of miles in nice air-conditioned buses. They get out and walk for, say, 5 or 10 miles with their little strollers, and then they pick them back up on the buses with a food truck following behind them. I mean, this is really a circus, isn't it?
It really is, and it's all being orchestrated, obviously, as a media show.
Right, and people don't hear this. Now, Tucker will often mention these things. I think Trump should listen to Tucker. Listen, it's not just the action, it's the optics. Trump, you don't put concertina wire on the border and have some woman get caught in it, which he did a few days ago. She was stupid enough to climb up and get on the top of this wall. And I've been a trauma doctor, and I can see what happens when concertina wire can rip your face off. Okay? So, Trump, you need to have 20 minutes or half an hour a week with people like Lopanti and me, mano a mano, okay? They're going to sit down and talk to you. We don't want money. We don't want fame. We don't want any credit. We just want to give you information. You can have a balanced thing. The reason why that freaking Kelly is gone is the guy's a corrupt general and politician, and he's been a Kelly filter, making sure that nobody with common sense and decency like us get a chance to talk to Trump. So he's surrounded by morons, globalists, and plain form Luciferic Satanists. So no wonder Trump doesn't have options, and he's distracted by all the Muellergate garbage and the media abusing the man. I mean, I'm sure it's affecting his mental and physical health, all the crazy stress they're putting him through.
Mm-hmm. Undoubtedly.
Right. But he needs a half hour a week of therapy with you and me and other top guys that can actually care for the man and give him good information, because he doesn't need the House. He can proceed with everything he needs to do with executive orders and that state of national emergencies and the Supreme Court and everything. In fact, the idea of getting rid of chain migration and so on, he should put it on the agenda to get the Supreme Court to put it on the top of the list. And once you get rid of chain migration and birthright citizenship, a lot of this foolishness will go away because the Democrats know the game's over, right?
Yeah, I don't know how people logically accept birthright citizenship. It's a perversion of 14.
Well, they accept the perversion because the Democrats decided in the 60s with politics, didn't they? They were against it originally. And then they say, oh, no, this would be good. We can make it against the Democrats. So the first generation of these illegals that come in here, 80% of them are Democrats right off the top. So they figure, it's the Democrats. They're on the dole. They're getting this and that. Second and third generation, maybe not so. But the first generation are 80% Democrats.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
So it was good that Tucker Carlson actually made a shot. I think Trump should listen, and he needs to listen to people like you and me, because we want to bump that man up. I want to see him as healthier. I don't want him to be stressed and come down with a serious illness. I don't want the man to have a stroke or heart attack or to be geopolitically paralyzed because, to be honest with you, because he's a billionaire, independent thinker, and definitely not liked by the left or the right, the man is our man. I mean, we need to actually support Trump, but he's not getting his Trump things done. He doesn't need the House to do them. He's always trying to think he wants to get people on side to move forward. There's always another game you can play in town that will get beyond the people that are opposing you, including from the grave and from the ninth ring of Hades, George Bush Sr., who's now no longer history. And so is Jeff Flake and other people that are no longer elements of opposition. And when we hear things like Ocasio-Cortez, and I call her name Occasional Cortex, this idiot is saying she has a subpoena ability to subpoena Don Jr., Trump's son. How freaking crazy is it for this idiot to threaten the president over his family to subpoena his family's his son because she's got subpoena power? What does she think she is anyway, huh?
Well, she herself doesn't have subpoena power at all. Really, you may as well say only become committee chairman have that.
Right, but what is she? What, does she not even take a course in geopolitics or, you know, understand anything? Like, what's wrong with her? Is she, as you're popping her eyes, I'm thinking, this woman, if she came to the emergency department or psych hospital, I'd say that she needs to be in a posy jacket with a shot of antipsychotic in her ass in a padded room. She's crazy.
Well, I'm a libertarian. I mean, my attitude is, why do these politicians think they have a right to take half of a citizen's income? Why do these politicians think they have a right to control or inject government regulation into every tiny aspect of your life?
Or inject even inject
in their
vaccines.
Megalomaniacs by any standard.
Oh, yeah, not only megalomaniacs. The thing is, the natural process of the human race is to survive the environment. When the environment itself is made by politicians who are trying to make life hard, that's why Macron in Europe had to finally succumb to the fact that the regular people were putting on orange jackets because they couldn't survive the increased fuel costs for their crazy enviromaniac taxes they were getting done, right?
Yeah, and what you find with politicians, and I remember the late Arthur Kroc, who for 30 years was head of the New York Times Bureau from the mid-1930s to the mid-1960s in Washington, D.C. When I was a callow youth, a young reporter in Washington, I used to go hang out with him in my spare time. And I remember Arthur Kroc turning to me one day. Remember, he's no longer employed by the New York Times, though he has an office there. But he has all the knowledge. And if you are the bureau chief of the newspaper of record in the country, you know where all the skeletons are buried. You know where all the dirt is. You know how corrupt both sides are, and so on.
Right.
And as he turned to me and said, you know, Lowell, with the possible, again, we're alone in his office when he does this. You know, Lowell, with the possible exception of my friend Barry Goldwater, I have never known a politician in this town, Republican or Democrat, conservative or liberal, who would not sell his own mother in an instant in order to gain 5% more power or glory for himself.
Whoa.
And this wasn't the drunk. This wasn't the drunk at the end of the local bar voicing an opinion. This was someone who absolutely knew.
Well, he understands the ontogeny of the word politician. Poly meaning many, and tition meaning ticks or bloodsuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Many bloodsuckers.
Yeah. Right. And what we're seeing now, of course, people have forgotten, but just before the election in 2018, just a month ago, we had politicians from the Democratic Party living in abject terror. And why were they in abject terror? Because the people had chosen to remove them from power in the House of Representatives, in the Senate, and in the White House. And this was a political party, remember, that is totally dedicated to staying in power by giving people things from the government. And they no longer had the power to give anybody anything, as only a scant minority in those places. And as a result, they were powerless, they were helpless, they had every reason to think they would be defeated totally in the election. Now instead, what they did is they won about 25, 26 seats in the Congress. And then they stole the rest to get up to 40. For example, in Southern California, all those Republican congressmen you've heard about actually won on election night. They actually beat their Democrat opponents. And then the Democrat corruption that has gone into the voting system here by letting millions of illegals vote and so on was brought into play. And suddenly boxes and boxes and boxes of ballots from nowhere were brought in and counted, and gradually the Republicans were defeated. They just kept finding new ballots until the Republicans lost. But that was all, in everybody's understanding, total theft. And that's how the Democrats survive today. They know they're not legitimate even now. They know the American people voted against them. They know Trump is overwhelmingly likely to win re-election in 2020. And so what they're going to do, I predict, in fact, I just did an article on this, is that they are going to have to basically destroy the economy. As long as the economy is good, Trump's re-election in 2020 is secure. So they're going to have to do everything they can to try.
That'll backfire on them, too, because everybody knows it's the rising interest rates, and Trump should fire this damn Fed chairperson that's raising interest rates, because it's not rational to do this in the middle of the growing economy. It's going to choke it off, like pressing your thumbs against somebody's carotid arteries. They didn't have a stroke. They had the blood flow to their brain cut off, but thumbs. That's what they're doing, isn't it?
Sure. It's a rough calculation. Every percentage growth in the economy, you can nullify by adding a percent of increased interest rate.
Right. And remember the Big Short. The number of people dead. The Big Short made a quote, there's very percentage interest rate and the collapse of the economy, 40,000 people die. You don't have a bad day, they die. They die because of suicide, medical illness where they can't get treatment, or they just have, the stress of life is so much it kills them. So for every percentage rate of drop in the economy, 40,000 people in America die per year.
But I hope people are listening carefully to this concept, because what you have to understand is the economy is not necessarily going to be good once the Democrats take control of the House. Under our Constitution, the House, all spending bills and all taxing bills must originate there. Democrat members of the Progressive Caucus, which is to say the openly socialist members of the Democratic Party, will be heading a whole array of committees. For example, the House Finance Committee is going to be run by Maxine Waters.
Oh, no.
She will be in charge.
She should be in the next Mad Max movie, right?
It'll be crazy when she takes over.
That would be like
Democrats
have really
already made clear they're going to send gas taxes through the roof. They're going to be pumping up everything, and they're going to rely on their allies in the media to blame everything that then goes wrong on Donald Trump rather than the people who actually do it, the Democrats.
I don't know. I don't think people are that stupid. That's why I think
this became a public issue.
Bags under the eye. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Happening. We talked about Macron earlier in hour two with Harley Schlanger. Macron, of course, is invisible because he had to stop this crazy tax thing. And 89,000 security forces are deployed in France, and they even closed the Eiffel Tower. So I don't think people realize that what's going on now here at Christmas. We have in Illinois this large red arm holding an apple surrounded by a snake rafting around it called, knowledge is a great gift, and it's actually from the Luciferic Temple of Satan. I mean, this is between a Christmas tree and a creche, show of Jesus and infant Jesus, etc., and Mary and Joseph. This is crazy stuff, isn't it? I mean, our country is losing its soul, its logic, its decency, and actually its way, isn't it? In fact, the church, the first few years of the century before it was taken over by the Romans and the Constantine and his mother, Helena, the church was called the Way, and the symbol was the fish, God fishing for the souls of men. What I see happening is plain insanity. We have a famine of truth, honesty, justice, and asking better questions, don't we? We have a famine of the Word. The Word isn't just the Bible. It's us believers that actually are the verbs, the action of God trying to tell the truth and raise questions to a dying population that are ignorant and suicidal, aren't they?
My memory could be defective. I think they also used the fish as a symbol because the Greek letters for fish were the same ones that stood for Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
They were, yeah. And by the way, by the Son of God, you have to understand the interpretation. There is only one God, not three. The Trinitarian is one of the greatest apostasies of the modern church. When I talk to Jews, it's one of the main reasons why they don't accept Jesus as their Messiah. Jesus is not just another prophet or a guy that God hangs around with. Jesus is the incarnation in the flesh of God. There's not three gods. It's like taking water, which is it can be in snow or water or mist. It's all God, okay? So the fact that they try to separate him out as a separate God is ridiculous. And Yahushua HaMashiach is an actual name. The name Yahushua HaMashiach means the Yah, or breath, that came among us and incarnated in physical flesh and dwells with us. So, in fact, all the prophecies going back to the Sting of the Scorpion book by Jonathan Gray, we have in New Zealand on every second Wednesday, shows the ancient star signs going back thousands and thousands of years to Adam, shows exactly the prophecy of the coming of the incarnation of God, not some other individual or a second God, in the flesh.
Well, in Scripture, there's this interesting distinction that Jesus seems to make, and that is, you can go ahead and, for all intents and purposes, insult God the Father if you want. You can insult Jesus if you want, but you had better never do anything like that with the Holy Ghost.
Well, let me explain the difference.
That you are permanently damned if you do anything like that with the Holy Ghost. Who is this third entity they put into the Trinity? Yeah.
No, I make it very simple about that, okay? What is the greatest sin that a human being can do on earth? You know what it is? It's not abortion. It's not murder. It's disrespecting the grace of God. And the greatest grace comes through his prophets and apostles that speak the word of truth to save your soul from the second death. So when you disrespect someone like Ezekiel or Jeremiah or Yeshua even gave prophecies, and you disrespect that, you end up with no grace and all you receive is judgment. So the reason why they talk about the Holy Spirit, it's the Spirit of truth. Everybody has in their soul the Urim and Thummim stones like the high priest or yes-no stones, and when you know it's the truth and you still decide to turn away, you disconnect yourself from the Creator and you start the process of what's called soul annihilation. There is no place called hell. God's not a cruel God. If you are not in a relationship in life with God, he destroys you. You don't go to hell to play, cricket or something or shuttleboard with Flip Wilson and Sammy Davis Jr. of hot cocktails. No, you get annihilated. Okay,
well, I think merely being separated from God is what we could call hell.
Well, you're not just separated for an eternity. You're separated, which makes you cease to exist. And the fact is that God's not a cruel God. In fact, hell is a myth. There's no such place as hell. Annihilation is a permanent and very quick process. You have the shock of death and the revelation of the nature that you have disconnected yourself from God, and that is your hellish, burning loss of desire to be with the Creator, and you realize you're going to be destroyed. Okay? So, when we're fighting for not only the physical bodies of man, which is, by the way, these globalists want to kill up to 7.5 billion of us, and only 500 million, because we're approaching 8 billion people, they're trying to destroy the souls of mankind, too. And Lucifer, I call him the great spiritual abortionist, coming here to abort not just the physical bodies of man and the environment, but to abort the souls of mankind. That's what he's here for.
Mm-hmm.
The eternal, lasting soul. And you know the churches are an apostasy. And because I'm called to speak not only as an apostle prophet, I'm telling you that the gospel is actually really simple. God's not cruel. He's not mean. Why do you think the main driver for atheism is that there's such a cruel God that he would create hell? What the hell kind of God would you believe in that could create hell? So most atheists, the first argument they come up with is the hellish argument, which makes total sense if you got logic and decency, isn't it?
Well, if you truly believe in justice...
Well, justice is not eternal.
It always seemed strange to me, since none of us are absolutely perfect, that if you get a score of 70 on your life, you go to heaven, and if you get a score of 69, you go to hell.
Exactly. And by the way, God does not score on the grading curve. He scores on one thing. Do you love God and want to do his will, even if you're screwing up? He wants to know, will you repent and will you turn back to him if you screwed up and realize, just like the guy from Guardians of the Galaxy that talks about this quite a bit, and he says, don't tell your kid they're perfect. They're not. We're all screw-ups. We all walk by grace. And when we recognize that we're a screw-up and that God is going to set us right, we go back to our Bible, we go back to prayer, we try to turn back to God, whether trying to find a medical cure for treatment or geopolitical solutions, and God will step in and inspire us, give us the truth, and tell us, bring us to other people that will help us to preserve our civilization. Our civilization is dying because the lack of wisdom from people like you and me is perpetrating through the universities, the political system, and the population. The people in this country are heading toward a nuclear war if they don't start dialoguing with Russia and China and bringing the love of God. What I try to say is people in other countries with different faces and skin colors are sisters and brothers from another mother. And if we don't take that attitude that we're all a body of believers, that we are the human race, we're going to die. we're going to die of thermonuclear, biological, chemical, scalar, and ecological warfare that's going to kill most of us, because if you don't have decency and a homogeneity in terms of empathy toward each other, you're going to eventually kill each other, aren't you?
Well, you're going to develop the human ego to a point where it is all destructive. I mean, this is the thing about socialism. They say, forget about God. We are going to create our own heaven on earth with giant government and giant science.
Well, look at John Lennon's song. Look at John Lennon's song, the perfect idea of the idea of ultimate socialism and godlessness. You know, you can't do good unless you do God, just add an extra O. You can't. It's not possible. No intellect, no social system, whether communist, capitalism, socialism, whatever, can replace the need for a creator God welding us together into a single being called the Queen of Heaven, the Bride of the Most High God, the everlasting Bride of the Creator of the universe, with our soul melded and fused with the everlasting wisdom of the Creator God in love. That's not going to allow us to live in any other political system other than the one created in our soul. So in the future, when God comes back, there's no money, there's no war, there's no police, there's no political system, there's no hierarchy of control. Your control is simply the compassion of your heart, because we're fused into one being. That's the world that we're going to be facing in the future. The things that we have in our current world will not exist in the future world, because it can't. Technology is either going to force us to fuse with technology and become, like Ray Kurzweil, become fused and download our consciousness or a memory of it into some supercomputer, or we're going to become an empathic organism, feeling the pain, suffering, and joy of each other. And if we don't have that empathy, we'll cease to exist, not only as individuals, but the human race as we're supposed to spread across the galaxy. It's never going to happen.
One of Jesus' great two commandments, you should love your neighbor as yourself. Your neighbor is like you, part of the ecclesia, part of the body of believers.
Well, I'm a medical empath, and I can tell you, when I pray for somebody or talk to them, I feel their pain, their bone pain, their suffering, the blood in their mouths, and their terror of death coming.
Silver has all...
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Just talking about Luciferianism, they believe this is the whole game. If you actually believe that, like Lucifer tries to convince people in universities like the Crypt at Yale, or university socialists and so on, or communists, or just plain globalists or greedy like George Bush Sr., they don't believe that there's a world after this. In fact, they swear an oath when they take their skull and bones oath to the goddess Nu, they hand over their soul to be destroyed at death, so they will get power, control, sex, and money in this life, because they're told by Lucifer this is the only game. There's no such thing as eternity or eternal life with the Creator God. And in fact, if the devil was correct...
When you say skull and bones, you mean like George H.W. Bush did.
Exactly, and George Bush Jr. and John Kerry. But people need to understand, high-level masonry and Luciferianism teach you that this is the only game. So if you're a transhumanist like Ray Kurzweil, you believe this is the only game. There's no such thing. So human beings got to strive to live a millennium or 10 millennia of length. And after this, there's nothing except downloading the memory of your consciousness and your DNA to a cyber matrix so you can live in cyberspace. Just like the movie Coma years ago, where they actually had people deciding to not live in the physical world, but to download their consciousness and live in cyberspace and life extension hanging on wires. And people say, oh, that can't happen.
Of course, by implication also then, the Luciferian worldview is based on a completely illogical view of how things are, because we're talking about the Satan, who sat on the left-hand side of God and was the Lord of Judgment. He was the one who decided who separated the sheep from the goats and so on. He created this artificial notion that things are different when, in fact, the Jewish Shema has it right. And, by the way, happy Hanukkah.
Right, happy Hanukkah there.
By the Shema, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
Right.
It's all That's one thing. It is a satanic illusion that there is more than one thing. This is why Satan is called the father of lies.
Right.
Because he creates a multiplicity where, in fact, there is really only one.
Right, I call it the one-iverse. And what God gave me when I died and afterward in 1982 when I became a medical empath, he gave me an empathy toward other people to realize that when the human race gets transformed by the marriage supper of the Lamb, we'll become one organism. We will talk and empathically connect to each other in such an organic way that the Lord said, worship God with your heart, soul, and mind, which is the first commandments of the Bible, of the Ten Commandments given in Saudi Arabia at the mountain there. We talked about this with Jonathan Gray. But the other rest of the commandments are treat your brother and sister as if they're yourself. My corollary is your brother and sister is yourself. You're not just a separate organism. You're part of a, you know, like a separate individual, which Lucifer tries to treat you as, so you always want to get more for yourself. More sex,
right,
more money, more control.
And one of the satanic illusions we accept, of course, is that there is such a thing as past, present, and future. But in fact, there are really only two things. In fact, I used to tell my wife, because she has a bracelet that has a piece of Navajo, or in this case, it was Santo Domingo Pueblo turquoise.
Right.
And I would ask her to wear it as a wristwatch, because it can answer the two things we can be sure of. We always know what time it is and where we are, because it's
right.
Always here and now.
Right. Right. Now, by the way, one of the things they did at Princeton is they did a research study where they broke up people who were being prayed for in intensive care units to see if they recover more quickly. When they broke the study codes, the half of the people who were being prayed for that recovered more quickly were in the past rather than the present. So people need to understand the idea of past, present, and future is an illusion of our time-space. In the spiritual and the eternal realm, there is no such thing as time. When you go to heaven, there's no past and there is no future. There's just now.
And therefore, you can never get bored because it is just now.
Right, you have experience without suffering and without plans and without terror and without consumption and without politics and without control. There's only experience and love. There is no such thing as plans or regrets. It doesn't occur in heaven.
There is just the glowing warm fire of God's presence.
Exactly. And I've been there, so I'm going to tell you people, and you hear all the foolishness of people that don't know and don't know what they're talking about. I didn't have just like a couple minutes in heaven. The time that I spent there, if it was linear, which it wasn't, was supposed to be with God for half a millennium. I know things that I'm not allowed to talk about until the appointed time that no other human being has ever talked about or written in history. And I will say some things, but I want you to understand this, people. I'm called, like my ancient ancestors, to tell people that the coming time of troubles are coming. And God is going to rapture out evil, not good, to make this world a place of beauty, a place of harmony, where the fusion of the Eternal One and the physical bodies of mankind as one organism are going to come together as a beautiful thing. So Christmas isn't just a time which is incorrect birth date of Jesus. It's a time we can remember the fact that God is coming back soon. Not decades away, but months and years away, with the Jewish sacrifice coming very quickly and the time of terror afterward. But afterward, after the rapture of evil taken out, the world become beautiful, wonderful, and literally the Spirit of God will be part of everyone's existence, and a lot of the things we see in our world that are wrong can't and will not exist. Eternality, which is the now, will exist with the everlasting, which is time-space. So we'll have a fusion of both. The everlasting bride of God that lives in time-space will be fused with eternity. How's that?
When I was at Reader's Digest, I proposed to our editor-in-chief that I could write a small booklet to go with the Reader's Digest condensed Bible called The Wit and Wisdom of Jesus. Because I think Jesus also had a sense of humor.
Sure he did. God does too. God is actually the funniest guy in the universe.
Yes, well look what he's done here. But Jesus was once asked, says the scripture, suppose a woman has a husband, is very happy, and then her husband dies. So she marries again. He dies. She marries a third time. Finally, she's had seven husbands, all of whom have died. When she dies and goes to heaven, who will actually be her husband, was the question. And Jesus smiled, I assume he smiled from the answer, and said, look, if you understood what heaven is really like, you would realize there is no problem.
Yeah, but in other words, no one is given or taken in heaven. There's a fusion of humanity to one great organism. There's no such thing as being married like in a body of flesh on earth. You can still have fleshly experiences, but you don't have regrets or plans. It doesn't exist. Interesting.
Well, you might not even be concerned. Compared to the living in the presence of God in divine bliss, there's no fleshly experience that can compare to that.
Well, you get to taste food, you get to have experiences of the other worlds and other things, and we're to become the angels of God in some way to act as midwives for other civilizations who get to know the knowledge of the Creator God. We're to become the energy flux density of the Creator, bringing the godly presence of God to a universe in chaos. We are the anti-chaos force of the Creator God as His everlasting bride, His beautiful bride, as we become trillions and quadrillions of individuals across the universe to evangelize other worlds and other types of beings. That's our destiny. Our destiny is to become the bride of God. That's why Jesus said He's coming back from the marriage supper. He's marrying us. Amazing, isn't it?
It is.
And it's not just an individual like, oh, I'm good enough to go to heaven. No. No one is, quote, good enough individually. As they say, it's a group ticket. You don't get to go to heaven just because you're a good person and God grades on the curve. He takes us, He literally brings us by the millions and the thousands. You don't get to heaven on your own. It has to be a group ticket. How's that?
Probably through what used to be called the Arminian heresy, which is the idea, look, God created us, at least collectively. Therefore, whatever we are A, God's children, and B, we're presumably more good than bad.
Well, it's not a matter of balance, it's a matter of ignorance. If we had the knowledge of God, which we don't have, as Chris Pratt says, you know, from the Guardians of the Galaxy, we can't but possibly make sure we always do evil, because evil is the absence of ultimate wisdom. When we have the keys to the Heliarchion and the wisdom of the Creator God inside us, we're not capable of evil, because when you go to heaven, you have the wisdom of the Creator in all eternity. You don't just have the knowledge of man. You have the knowledge of the Eternal One, and everything that ever existed will exist within us as a collective organism, the Bride of God. We will have infinite knowledge and wisdom. And evil cannot exist when infinite knowledge and wisdom coexist with a good heart and total empathy. It just
doesn't.
Yes,
as you so often have said, real evil is when an individual tries to put his own idea of good as the definition of good.
Exactly. In other words, most people that do evil are self-intentioned and think that their version of things is good and right, when in fact it's actually the definition of evil.
So apparently Satan wants to be God.
Exactly. Do what thou wilt is the whole of the law. Remember that from that British agent, MI5? That's the watchword in Genesis 3. The lie given to Eve was that very same lie. Do what thou wilt, Eve, is the whole of the law, isn't it? That's the lie of Lucifer. You're so wonderful, so nice, so beautiful, Eve. Just tell Adam and he'll understand too. People understand it now, don't they?
Folks, imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. and listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.